Now 7 o'clock, we will call to order this meeting of the Village of River Forest Sustainability Commission. Chairperson Simon?
Here.
Commissioner Charette?
Here.
Commissioner Chang? Commissioner Drury? Commissioner Coppolo?
Here.
Commissioner Lennon? Commissioner Veazey? Student Commissioner Raitt? Student Commissioner Steerwalt? For voting members present, we do have a quorum. Item of business is public comment. I will note we did send out mailed and emailed communications to all affected businesses regarding the polystyrene ban. I also included a SurveyMonkey survey for them to respond and provide their input on the use of polystyrene. I got one response thus far. Do not know, but they indicated they do not use polystyrene. So with that, we will move on to the next order of business, adoption of the meeting minutes from May 16th and June 13th. Did anyone have any edits to these?
I didn't have any corrections. Have anything with the minutes?
No.
We get a motion to adopt the minutes.
I'll make the motion, then you can move it. I make a motion to adopt the meeting minutes from May 16th and June 13th.
Person Simon?
Yes.
Commissioner Charette?
Yes.
Commissioner Drury?
Yes.
Commissioner Coppolo?
Yes.
Commissioner Lennon? Oh, I'm sorry. Commissioner Veazey. Minutes are adopted.
Are we going to the new commissioner introductions? So we're going to put you guys on the spot. So it looks like you're already doing it, Murray, but because this is all on public record, you have to turn your mic on when you talk. Believe me, there's all kinds of things. That's what the meetings are. And then we're going to put you guys on the spot to just introduce yourselves and, you know, who you are, you, and anything else that might be interesting. Jill, do you want to start?
Sure. Hi, I'm Jill Drury. I'm a River Forest resident, 2015. I've lived in Illinois for the past years. Thank you for the welcome. I'm an oncology pharmacist by trade, but have been in oncology drug development for the past 12 years, and really passionate about trying to find ways to help grow our community and find new ways to be innovative and kind of change the viewpoints of into the new. I have a 7-year-old who attends Willard. His name is Jack, and a husband, John, who is an attorney.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We moved here the same year, 2015. Murray, want to say hello?
My name is Murray Coppolo. I've been a resident of River Forest since 1995. Born a Canadian, trained as a biologist, immunologist, medical physician. I was a pediatrician. I came to the United States to work in adult continuing professional education, which I did up until the end of May 15 when I retired. I have my wife, Kathy, and we have 8 grandchildren, 3 of them in Israel, which will 5 of them in Oak Park.
Thank you. Welcome.
Before we get into the goals and initiatives strategic plan presentation that Gary put forward and Susan, I'm going to put you on the spot to help walk through this. I just wanted to see if there were any other commissioner reports.
I mean, I could talk a little bit. I was at Greentown in the afternoon and attended a couple of sessions. I thought it went really well. It was a good networking and learned some important things. So looking forward to seeing in the future. The only other comment I just want to note for the record, because I think this came up in a previous one, but I was looking at our refuse bill and just noted that it went up by 6.4%.
Three percent
was built into the contract, but they have an option if there's inflation, and it looks like they exercised it.
Oh,
so 6.4%, which gives it quite a bump for the first year. And
that is good to note. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean that's what I have off of my bill, unless something's wrong. But look into it. If something else, I'd be happy to know. So I canceled my refuse service.
The agenda.
So I put just within the commissioner reports the presentation Gary had developed. It's up on the screen here. Susan, Gary, and I met 2 weeks ago yesterday. Really to build off of what we discussed the past couple of meetings of building a roadmap is going forward for what we will focus on regarding.
So maybe just a little more context too for the new commissioners. So we've had various versions of this over the years, more really around kind of goal setting than kind of a more mature roadmap to hopefully get us to like a full-blown sustainability plan at some point. And so Susan and Gary, you'll meet at a future meeting, who isn't here today.
And Seth.
Seth, of course. Seth is involved with everything. And Seth, put this together based on a couple meetings that we had where we did some kind of workshopping on where we want to be. The goal, and I'll kind of hand this over to Susan and Seth, the goal with this commission is to be realistic about what we can accomplish with the amount of bandwidth we have. And that really kind of forces us in a position where we need to be really smart about what we choose to do. It needs to be impactful, and it needs to drive us towards our ultimate goal. So that's kind of where we're headed. And you guys did the work on this. It's page 13.
If you want to start, if you need me
okay.
to jump in, let
All
me
right,
know.
I'll start, and Seth will fill me in. So Gary was going to present it, but unfortunately he's not able to be here. So we took as our departure point, since we were fresh off of Greentown, Gary also attended, the first goal that's listed on the C4 goals, which is reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 45% from 2010 levels to 2030. So this is what the village has committed to, and it also has the benefit of not having to be approved by the village trustees, because this is what they have committed to. So that's our jumping off point. And then Gary's also included the secondary goal, which, if we don't hit the first one, is unlikely, but and then 100% by 2050. So, I guess we can go through first, and then we can talk about some of the problems we encountered when we looked at this. All right. This, our goal was, we have talked in the past about a sustainability plan, but we were looking at this more as a like a plan of action going forward and what we can focus on for this year. And, in time, maybe we'll do that. But instead of spending a year talking about a sustainability plan, how about just hopping into our highest priority? And so we wanted to concentrate the commission on 3 to 4 highest priority objectives, which have clear, consistent purpose and focus efforts to gain these results. And so our thinking was, so for the new members, they might not be aware of this, but outside of these meetings, the commissioners are not supposed to gather in groups of more than 2. So if we do form subcommissions, they can only have 2 commissioners from this one. And so we came up with the idea. Was that a question?
Yeah, that's yeah. Marie Cobble. Who's the target audience? Is this a plan for the structure of the village, or the residents of the village?
Well, this is for us.
Who's us?
This commission.
No, I mean the decreasing the use of Is it for the village?
Or is it for the villagers? Well, the village, which consists of the villagers, has committed to this.
I meant village in corporate structure, like office and for the police cars and the ambulance.
No, the village as a whole.
So in a lot of ways, it's actually a good question. Take a step. So we're a volunteer commission that's nominated by the village president, who is an elected official, and the trustees, which is an elected body. So they, in theory, right, represent the village, and we are doing this as a roadmap for ourselves for the community. But it gets a little bit complicated, but the trustees, we can't put ordinances into place and things like that as a commission, right? So we work with the trustees to make sure that the work we're doing aligns with their thoughts and feelings on everything, because eventually they'll have to help us implement these by passing ordinances and, funding things and whatever they might do. So that's a little bit kind of how we work. Does that make sense?
But if your question is, does this apply to village operations versus the village as a whole, the goal is the village as a whole. So consisting of the residents, businesses. Yeah. Okay. Our plan, which we wanted to propose to this commission, is that we divide up the responsibilities among the commissioners, create subgroup with two commissioners, and hopefully some outside people as well. Dan is somebody who has expressed interest, perhaps, in being on one such subcommission. And so in this way, we leverage commissioner and village staff efforts. And, this gets back to what Eric said at the beginning about our limited bandwidth. Embedded in this proposal is to increase our bandwidth. If we work with outside people, there is no limit to how many residents can be on this committee. Two commissioners, but unlimited number of residents, whoever we can recruit. And in that way, we may also, we could create a subculture of people who then might come in and step in and be commissioners. So it's a nice way to get people up to speed so that as soon as they hit the commission, they know a lot, at least about one topic, and then are contributing from day one. If we were to adopt this, our idea is that we structure and prioritize our monthly commission meetings so that the subgroups are reporting. So sometimes we get, lost in the weeds, we'll have outside people come in, but we would be creating a core amount of time, perhaps an hour, but Gary was very opposed to picking a particular amount of time, that we have, that the majority of the meeting is for the subgroups, because the subgroups cannot act independently. So they would go off and research things and with the goal, I think it says this later on another slide, but with a goal that they meet at least once, either in person or whatever works for them between meetings and perhaps as other email correspondence and in between, but so that things move more quickly, because sometimes we'll go a couple of months and for various reasons, because something comes in from the trustees or from an outside resident, and we'll lose a couple of months. So this is a plan to have things that are, once we've identified what our core things that we should be working on, that we have a plan so that proceeds at a set pace. Okay, Seth, we can go to the next one. And so what Gary, Seth, and I were proposing is that these three subcommittees be focused, one on solar energy, and then the subtopics we have are sort of just suggestive: community solar, rooftop, education, electrification, EV charging, but also with ideas about home and business and whatever else the subcommittee comes up with, waste reduction, recycling and reusing, water, energy. And then outreach we saw more as permeating, not being a separate group, but permeating each one of these, so that each subcommission is coming up with a plan on outreach appropriate for what they're discussing, and hopefully, connecting with the village community at large, connecting with outside stakeholders. For example, Dan is involved in Green for Good at Willard. And so, reaching out and really leveraging these relationships with all the other people doing great things and sustainability throughout the village. So the role of the subgroup is to represent the commission on that particular initiative, to lead and coordinate the initiative on behalf of the commission, identify and recommend the priority objectives and the plans, the sub stuff within what the commission has identified, convene subgroups monthly to drive the objectives, enlist other commission and village resources as required, presenting progress reports at the monthly commission meeting. And we also thought that once we had identified the three topics, we could have sort of a way of rolling through each of the ones. So the solar, you know, instead of Seth going out there and trying to, you know, pull these newsletter articles out of each one, that solar would be responsible, and they would decide among themselves. But they'd, you know, you say like March is or whatever the appropriate month, June is solar, July is, and then the subcommission would have the responsibility of coming up with these, and that would ease some of the pressure on Seth to organize all of this. And this is very, very sleek little graphic that Gary came up with. So, you know, we have our three, these are proposed since the commission needs to discuss and vote on this, but our proposed ones of the solar electrification waste with the third, you know, outreach reaching across all of these. And I think that's, yeah, so this is sort of this is what we came up with. Do you have anything to add, Seth?
No, I think that sounds great. Yeah, sort of how we envisioned it was these, yeah, sort of working groups of two people. I can help coordinate as needed, but really for each subgroup to come up with one to three objectives, be part of the strategic plan and sort of our next steps of action going forward for the next year, year and a half, however long.
Like, how do you
Yeah, so I can get you up to speed on all of the sort of existing programs, our, you know, rooftop solar designation, our community aggregation program, all the various things like that, our community solar program, which currently still has a backlog. I believe I need to check back into that. But all the different programs that we currently have going, and then sort of developing these objectives, whether it's increasing the number of registrations for the community solar program or when the electric aggregation program comes back up, figuring out what the next policy when that expires is, or our sort of rooftop solar regulations. We currently have SolSmart Silver designation. SolSmart's a full designation. I think it's through the Department of Energy, correct? And so there's bronze, silver, developing policies to sort of move up to that next level to be conducive to rooftop solar and just figuring out where to focus the commission's energy on which of these.
Also include coming up with a proposal for the village to install solar somewhere.
Yep.
And also on the outreach side, it could be looking around for opportunities for community engagement. Like, for example, I think Seth has put on the calendar, the Citizens Utility Board is going to be holding something tomorrow at Dole Branch Library, and just making people aware of that so they can, you know, because we don't have the resources to provide all of the education, but we can at least lead people to the multitude of stuff, you know, the growing stuff that's out there.
We already have, like, all kinds of initiatives within these groupings. This is a way to get organized around them and to get a little more focused. So, you know, to use some of those examples, you know, like we've talked about how we should really work more with the park district to put solar on their facilities, because they are uniquely they're in a unique position where they have buildings that are in open spaces, and like it would be a perfect application of solar. Our surrounding communities have done that with their park district, but we just haven't, like, we've talked about it, but we haven't really, like, made that a goal.
I mean, so ideally, if we could get somebody from park district, you know, like a board member to sit in, you know, that might be a direct way to.
So, and what Susan said, I think, is really important on the bandwidth thing, you know, right, if you're your corral is too small, you make it bigger. So, like, that's an awesome example of, like, you know, find a park district. Are they commissioners? What are they? I'm not sure what they're called, board members. You know, to be on one of these subgroups with us.
And perhaps the library as well. I mean, it'd just be a vehicle to reaching out, because, you know, the one area where I think we really need a lot of improvement is reaching out to the various bodies within the village. And, you know, as we said, you know, in order for sustainability to go to the next level, it has to permeate everything. It just can't be seven citizens sitting in a room coming up with, you know, some little plans. It has to be permeating every, you know, getting back to your question, it has to be permeating every aspect of the village, and at least reaching up and attempting to get representation from all of these different bodies and making it easy for them to do.
Mary Koppel speaking. End of order. Should I say my name at the beginning for the recording, or is that not necessary?
It's not really necessary. Okay. So we put the recordings on the village website after the fact. I also listen to this again as I draft up the meeting
and
minutes
you do the
for mirror. Next time, but okay. I will be able to. A lot of the times I will note, like, if you make a specific point, I'll note that, but if you read through the minutes, if there's, like, long discussions where people are going back and forth, I'll just write, you know, mission discussed, and then summarize the topic. So, yeah, you're fine not needing to.
I like this construct. It's clear and it's simple and it's manageable and it's not too big on the surface. It leaves lots of room for bigness. Follow up, what's your first name? Jill. To follow up what Jill said, was that it sort of feels to me like each one of these could be like a group project in graduate school, where three or four people have to finish something up, and within the group there's interests of, I want to do the presentation, I want to do the research, I'm interested in this content, that, you know, because. First thing we have to do is explore the scope, what each group should be dealing with. And that's really what you were starting to talk about in an area. So that the have to, because this content, to me, I don't know what to do, how much there is. That would, I'd seem to me to be the first early agenda item for a group would be, what are we doing to deal with?
Yeah. Well, for reference for both of you, and I can send you guys this tomorrow, we had pulled all of our sort of previous listed initiatives. There was a 2019 village comprehensive plan that made several references to the Sustainability Commission. The commission itself had a plan, I don't know what the proper name for the title was, in 2020 that was 59 pages long of different program ideas. And then one of the trustees had sent Eric and I earlier this year a pulled all three of those together, made this very long, overwhelming spreadsheet that after two meetings worth of discussions, Gary, Susan, and I decided, let's just start from a simple baseline and build out. But you guys can review that, maybe pull some ideas from there of what should be priorities, but it by no means feel the need to, like, include every aspect of it. A lot of the things were very general things like, you know, work with the park district on this, work with the forest preserve on that. And then there were a lot of weirdly specific items that have just been all at this point incorporated into village operations. Ash compost and recycling stations for blocks.
I wanted to bring up the forest preserve too, because it seems like we forget about them, but they are, you know, really willing to work with us and really making progress on their own. So I think we need to join together with them. There's a lot more energy there, I would say, than I've detected from the park district. So just want to insert that as another body that we can reach out to. I don't know if they would attend a lot of meetings, but we could at least be in conversation and would at very least be aware of the things that they're doing. So
there's a lot of work done in these categories already. There's essentially 6 years of work that's been done and, you know, dozens of programs that are already in place that this commission currently manages. So this is kind of a cool way to step back from all that and kind of refocus. So what, where do we go from here on this as far as?
So Gary's laid that out very clearly on the slide.
Yeah,
the first one is we concur in the proposed subgroups. So those were our suggestions, and I think we should take it to a vote. If these, and if, Seth, if you want to flip back to where they were, I think, you know, we were just proposing them. Is this where, is this what we want to focus on? The broad categories of solar, electrification, and waste reduction.
So I know there's not a lot of context for new commissioners on this. Like, those three pretty much been the subcategories since the birth of this. We've never called them subcategories.
We had green ecosystems, which I think there was a lot of, at least in the early days, there was a lot of, you know, focus of energy on ecosystems. And as Eric said, those programs are up and running, and we're not going to stop them. But I don't think we need to.
No, we don't need to incorporate that in. And then, you know, the only debate we've had recently is how does education and outreach work in all of this, and the solution that Gary and Susie diagram that you saw where really just kind of is a thread that goes through all of them.
In medical school, they used to add pediatrics to the last 5 minutes of every lecture on something. And if we add outreach to the last agenda item for each of the three groups, my experience, it gets that kind of attention. But if a group has as its focus giving and getting information, I personally think we would.
I think that's somewhat what Gary had suggested, because back to the other one, he had included assigning two commissioners to outreach. He sort of volunteered you up for that, AJ. you are in the school system. You are already sort of working across into another, you know, community stakeholder group. But yeah, and then, you know, sort of one member could coordinate with one member of a given other commission in the time off, and then sort of bring ideas back, sort of cross coordination there.
I mean, I don't know that we have agreement on this. We talked about a lot of different things, but in terms of it not getting any attention, I think one way to get around that is that there are, you know, like we were talking about with the newsletters, that there are requirements, you know, like maybe 2 to 3 times a year, that subcommission is responsible for coming up, because the majority of our outreach at this point has been through the weekly and monthly newsletters. So that's what we're mostly talking about. And so you just have a requirement that, you know, so if you leave it to the last 5 minutes of the meeting, then somebody's going to be doing a lot of work on their own to do that. And if that's what a subcommission decides, that's fine. But, you know, just like not leaving it to chance, saying, you know, these are the months where solar is going to be producing something. And then the part about being on the lookout for what's coming up, that's just going to take a little bit of vigilance and, you know, getting on email lists. And
I didn't.
Yeah.
Maybe I misrepresented what I meant. I didn't mean that groups shouldn't deal with outreach. Rather, one focused on making sure that we were getting and giving information, crossing everywhere, that they were, their goal and their measurable of success was the volume of information that was transmitted and the number of persons that heard about it, so to speak, that it would be, that would be a big priority, and it would be very important, I think, for all of this work. People knew what was going on.
Yeah, I mean, trying to measure outreach. How are we going to identify the impact? Because right, like, health outside of this, health back in my house, I want to know about what's going on. If progress, how do we? I mean, outreach really thing, but how do we, you know, progress, build up momentum, and
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that still needs to sort of be figured out with this is, like, what are the metrics of measurement? And some of them, you know, in regards to, like, sort of citizen uptake.
I was really trying to avoid the word metric.
But, like, things like, you know, citizen sign up of the community solar program, citizen signing up for the curbside composting program. Those are things that we can directly measure. I am still looking. I know somebody had suggested last month of if we can get sort of measures and clicks for the sustainability guide, the sustainable living guide section of the website and see what the sort of traffic and engagement is on there.
Isn't it ultimately Shannon's inventory?
Yeah, I mean, that is...
I mean, it's like a great question. I'm smiling because, like, No, it's great. It's like, because it's one of those things that it's a challenge. So, it's, you know, just as like a, as context, one of the, like, we have a pretty comprehensive inventory of greenhouse gases for River Forest. We're like very just lucky and fortunate where we have a form.
National award.
Yeah, that's right. She won us the national. We have a former commissioner. Current volunteer who does this for a living, like in her life. And so she worked for a couple years doing an inventory of our greenhouse gases that was so good that, like, when Chicago came out with theirs, which cost them, I believe, $7 million to produce, ours was much better. So that's like the ultimate, you know, I know we don't want to use buzzwords, but, like, you know, if we're going to go into the measurable metric category, like, that's the ultimate thing that will have to be updated to show us what our progress is. Because if you go back to what the overarching goal was, right, it's, you know, greenhouse gas emission reduction of 45% by 2030 and 100% by 2050. Again, we didn't make that up. We took that from this community is one of the many communities. So but that's almost like the biggest metric we have to measure our success. And kind of to what Seth was saying, when we sign up more people for community solar, when we kind of do our jobs, I guess, that number really should get better and better. We should see that. Now, that's like high level. So the kind of within these different categories, what the different goals are and how do we measure those is more something we got to sort out.
Seth, could you go back to the slide that has the four, so a little further? Yes. Okay. I think each one is going to, the answer, you know, so what Eric said was at the macro, you know, level overarching all of these, but each one of these are going to have different ones. The easiest one is going to be waste reduction because we have clear monthly reporting from LRS on our waste. So that one's like really clear. Electrification, again, we can get the statistics from ComEd. So one thing I think these subcommittees should talk about is, you know, how frequently should we report them? Maybe, you know, maybe quarterly. And we've kind of gotten away from the idea of assigning it to, you know, to individual commissioners, but that would be part, you know, that would be part of outreach, really, because it's the metric of how things are going.
If I could add electrification, we also have inventory of electric vehicles. So we get from the county?
Secretary of State's office.
So we get from the Secretary of State's office. Again, we do that quarterly about all the different, you know, how many EVs are registered in Forest. We have that.
We have counts of rooftop solar. We can get community solar. So we have metrics on these. It's just more a question of, you know, how frequently should we be presenting them. But Eric did bring up a little snag. This is not unique to River Forest because I brought it up at Planet Green and Gary Kunin admitted that this was a snag. Let me just sip.
Did he? You got him to admit it.
So, actually, before we go any further, does everybody know what C4 is? Because we keep making a lot of references to C4.
No, but before we do that, can we go back to Jill's question? I wasn't clear. Were you talking about the measurables of the success of outreach or the measurable success of all of this?
Well,
you said outreach.
Outreach.
Great. That's what I thought.
Initially, obviously, broader scale. short term, obviously. So
better listening than us.
Initial outreach in itself.
Yeah, like how many persons did we speak to?
Exactly.
Clicks on the website.
Exactly.
There are multiple measures.
Yeah, I mean,
and
not to like throw anyone under the bus, but like I can tell you, like my husband, he's never clicking on the website. You know, like.
So that's not the way to measure.
You know, I have some outreach to do at home, but I'm just joking in a more casual way of saying, I think there's probably a lot less people.
Right. Been running a program for continuing education. That was a big part of how many people are getting the message, who's getting the message, who's changing performance and behavior as a result of the message. Like there's a whole literature and depth on measuring the effectiveness of outreach if you use technology. So there's a wisdom and experience in that.
I think one thing I like about this structure is I'm hoping that concurrently it's a little bit of a lot of our outreach is in the sort of the chart we have, and that's kind of driving the like, all right, we've got to have a newsletter, this and this and that. And like, I think stepping back a little at a higher level, we can develop, if you're on the subcommittee, you could develop sort of what your outreach, some of it probably still the same, the newsletter, but some might be like, let's scrap that. This isn't the audience we're trying to reach. The outreach should be us coming up with a plan of having someone attend these other meetings like the Park District or wherever else. And so I kind of like the idea of stepping back a little bit and how you the outreach is kind of woven through, because I think fresh start of going through this process, establishing the priorities and then of the outreach is probably a good
and
exercise.
I think the ideal outreach for each of these topics is going to be a little bit different, because the way to go about each of these are different, so that allows for that flexibility in a plan like this. Can we go to the wrinkle?
One more thing I think we should note for the outreach program: how many people are in the audience today? In a year, how many people are sitting here? Because we're doing such interesting work that we're going to discuss.
That I don't want to be our measurement, because it's zero for every commission.
And also some people listen in a different way, because this gets posted to the website, so you know they can listen. And trustees often listen to subcommittee meetings.
And we just redid our part of the website as well.
Yeah.
I mean, point taken on one way to communicate, perhaps not the most effective, but we do have a lot of that we just complete.
Mm-hmm. We spent a lot of time on it.
Yeah.
Okay, so C4 is, luckily it's right before me because I can never remember the three C's. It's cross-community climate collaborative. And it's a little uncertain exactly how this started, but the three founders were Katrina Thompson of Broadview, mayor of Broadview, I believe approached Vicki Skaman, I don't know what her title is now, a village president or maybe mayor of Oak Park.
Yeah, I think it's in.
Okay,
yeah.
She's one of those two things of Oak Park. And Kathy Aducey was an early addie of into this conversation. So the idea is to combine at the village president, mayoral level, and to amplify the efforts being done in each of the village, which really differ a lot. And I had it written down who all the it's, I believe it's 14 or 15 communities at this point. Maybe Seth can just rip them off for us. I'm not sure. I told you three.
Yeah,
I know Maywood.
Maywood, Bellwood.
Riverside.
Riverside, Brookfield, North Riverside, Berwyn, Oak Park, River Forest, River Grove. Don't know if Melrose Park or Elmwood Park are in it.
No, they're having trouble reaching out to those. No.
I believe I'm probably missing some more of the Proviso community.
I'm on the C4 website right
Forest
now, but
I can't read it.
It's basically, in a broad sense, it's west.
Out, by the way.
In a broad sense, it's West Cook County. And these are the ones who are signed on now, but there's, you know, their effort is to include the rest of them as well.
Yeah.
almost all the communities from Riverside, Brookfield, up to River Grove.
Right.
General swath.
Yeah, West Coast County. And the idea is to go, essentially it's to go out and get some really big grants to cover, you know, some of the villages, or maybe only Oak Park has the funds for this, because number one, they're able to tax bags there. And so that's, I think that's creating something like $10,000 per month for their sustainability efforts. And I think they're also making money off of aggregation, and I don't know what else. But anyway, so that's C4. But getting to the snag, so the goal is from the 2010 levels. Nobody seems to have 2010 levels, including us. So we have 2007, and then it jumps to 2012. So before we reduce our greenhouse gas emissions 45% from 2010, we've got to figure out what 2010 was, because it's not included in the Planet Green data. And this is true. This is not just true of River Forest. This is true of every village in C4. So that would have to be included somewhere in this strategic plan.
And I'm sending everybody that Murray and Jill have it, like the C4 website.
So, you know, maybe if we disaggregated, then each of these subcommittees would go to work on, I don't know if it fits that clean, but I'm sorry.
One thought on the subcommittees is, I think this is great. I think maybe they're a little specific. Like, I don't know that we would, I mean, we are the subcommittee, so we could interpret that how we want, but so I don't know how much to get caught up just on the nomenclature, but, you know, solar energy could be more like just, you know, any kind of renewable, sustainable energy. And
no, I think that's a good point. I would be fully behind renaming that renewable.
And then, same electrification, actually maybe electrification. Basically, the, you know, minimizing the consumption. And I think the one thing, too, I don't know if waste reduction is kind of where I think there still maybe needs to be a little bit of a catch-all for programs and initiatives that are, like, hard to otherwise quantify that are leading to sustainability, like
that other category that we've always had.
What would you think, what would be included in that?
I mean, like some of the sort of the tree initiative, the gardens, the bike paths. I mean, I don't think that, at least since I've been on the commission, those have been a big focus, but it feels like they should have a home. And
like the Des Plaines River Trail, we'll get involved in that if it ever heats up again. So it almost, you know, it's implied, but I wonder if it just needs to be said that if the commission still has legacy programs that we still are interested in as well, other stuff's going to come up that we will, you know, like polystyrene. Like, I guess that falls into waste reduction.
Yeah, that's sort of where I see that. Yeah, with the, you know, sort of three programs, anything sort of clean ecosystem, if something were to come up that would require the sustainability of a plan regarding, I feel like we, you know, all nimble group, we can add a meeting just sort of ad hoc.
If there's artificial turf, there's going to be water things that are going to come up.
And I think, you know, I sort of tried to say, but I guess I could say it more clearly, that this is our focus, but that doesn't mean there, you know, things could come in from the trustees, things could come in from a resident. So if this was the core of what we were doing, you know, again, like I like the idea of, we think about, like, we spend about an hour of this, that does leave time for the other things. But I think it's also a commitment not to get lost in the, you know, not to spend an entire meeting talking about, you know, updates in the biking plan, or like that could happen and it could be reported on. But, you know, that we, if this is what we think is, you know, because biking is great, but alone it's not going to get us to this goal. I mean, there are electric bikes too that could fall under electrification. So.
Yeah, I mean, often the first thing a committee does is create its own charge. Like, we are trying to, and then we'll discuss them.
So that would be discussed and then brought up and proposed
right?
to the full committee and then vote in the
and things that wound up as orphans.
Mm-hmm.
See where we could put them or park them and use them.
I know at a minimum we wanted to see if the subgroups are agreeable amongst the commissioners. Second item on here, Susan, was to make the subgroup assignments is something we want to do tonight. We don't have Beth here.
We could get people's preferences.
Did Beth gave her comments?
Not indicate any of the groups.
Maybe we can just get preferences.
Well, I mean, yeah. First we have to vote on them, and if these are the ones,
yeah.
then we could start getting. I mean, I think number three is a little ambitious, especially. Given that we're in summer and people are traveling, and it's going to be hard to get together, but I think we can do one and two.
Good opportunity for someone like me. We'll be more informed.
Yeah, my other suggestion would be like the new members would pair up with a more long-standing member, and there would be a data dump there so that, yeah.
Yeah, the data dump is going to be
kind
important.
Kind of begin with historical background and
yeah.
all the programs we've done and picking out from Seth's comprehensive spreadsheet what is relevant. And there are also some contained in the C4 goals, which, again, Eric, this is probably something that maybe it has flown by us but should be brought to people's attention because, basically at the village level, this is what we've committed to doing. And there's a bunch of strategies, and so those would have to be fit into our subcommittees.
Yeah, they would. Was there more comments? Go ahead.
Strategic roadmap, literally the four groups. Roadmap proposal subgroups.
It's actually really three groups.
So we remove to adopt.
I think what he's calling strategic roadmap is like what, like going forward, what comes next. I mean, that's Gary's. Gary's term, so.
I think the objectives would be, out of these subgroups would be the strategic roadmap and the policies that then develop out of those objectives, whether it's outreach initiatives.
Just meant, what should the nature of the motion?
The first one would be adopting the structure suggested. The second would be concurring on the subgroups, and then.
I think the only motion we need to do is on number one. We need to vote on subgroups.
No. I don't even know that we need to vote. We just
need to agree. Yeah, just
if
agree
this is
on,
how you want to go forward.
Exactly. So we want to agree on number one.
I mean, in my opinion, I don't know enough of what was. Asked about other potential subgroups. I mean, this is logical to me. Fine with that. I think always have kind of a proactive approach maybe around the subgroups, but then be able to come together for reactive efforts for that other bucket that we really have a lot of focus around.
Yeah, so
you're
absolutely right. The timing of this is just a is a challenge because we're at the tail end of this process. You guys don't have like all the context you need to make like informed decisions on kind of where things go from here, except just to I guess trust that the commission's been doing the work. And by the way, these things are living, breathing documents that change over time. In fact, this exercise is like the third or fourth version of this because it's going to constantly evolve as things change.
Our idea was that we would tweak this. Like, we're not laying this down in stone. So maybe we think about, like, this is what we focus on for the next year. And at the end of the year, we take another look at it and
yeah,
we say,
we reset.
Is this still where we are? Or maybe we combine two subgroups and we add another one. you know, we're reacting to what's changing, what's working. And, you know, hopefully some of these things are going to be coming out of this subcommission or this sustainability commission and just being incorporated into village government. So the trees came up. I mean, really Public Works handled trees. There's not a lot of input on our side about the management of the tree canopy in the village. We can comment on it or, you know, record it, but, you know, that's really handled by the village.
Yeah.
And hopefully other things would grow. And, you know, if we did all the legwork and the research, that they would be incorporated into, you know, the capital improvement plan, and they would,
yeah.
you know, ideally sustainability would be discussed in every department in the village and not just.
Yeah, this becomes the thread that actually goes through everything.
Everything, you know, just like finance does and other things. But I do like Jeff's idea of renaming solar to renewable energy to allow for, because we really haven't done a lot beyond solar, but, you know, we could be, at the very least, we could be providing information on geothermal and resources and you know, I don't know if there's a lot of wind in the area, but, you know, whatever.
I do think our aggregation program is wind rather than solar. There is, yeah, some.
Yeah, there were definitely, I had the thing before, there were definitely wind projects. So
aggregation,
yeah,
I think,
that
entirely.
Is. We've
wind.
Been calling that solar, but, yeah.
You just should.
Renewable
yeah.
energy?
Yeah.
Does everybody agree on that?
Is that first category.
Yeah. And again, within the subgroup, you know, they might say, we've been talking about solar for a long time, but, you know, they might decide that a good portion is on solar, but it doesn't preclude.
Any other comments on this? Do you have other? Right, 30.
We want. I don't know if we need
to. I don't think we need to. So I guess I would ask, like, is there anyone that's opposed to this, knowing that there needs to be a lot more context? We need to develop subgroups and then get everybody up to speed on all the work that has been done, so that that can be taken. Any subgroups as they're currently presented, energy will be renamed renewable energy.
I think the subgroups are good, but I think just like having another like other category, like I know we talked about that, but I think just to have like an other, because there is a lot of other things besides just what we're talking about. So just to have another area that people can like. These three things are not like the only three things that like we're trying to work on. Their category, I think, would be great.
I think we're hearing that a lot in this meeting, that there just needs to be a way to categorize, catch all for everything else that we do.
Anything that doesn't fall into these three buckets.
For things we already do that don't fall into buckets, and things that are going to come.
We currently have 7.
We're now a full commission.
Yes. So
that's
7 voting commissioners. AJ, Ellie is technically still a member of the commission until, I believe, the end of August. College and her term expires. AJ, it's with you to touch the commission, the middle. Interested students for the other. Hopefully quicker than we got you on here.
I have
bring it on.
Be your companion.
We'll do mini commissioners. It's great.
How to tell me that.
Used to be a lot more sustainable with our metal lunch boxes in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do we want to do though about assigning stuff?
So I figured I would sort out my standard update tomorrow at some point, and then just think their preferences of. Renewable
ranked choice voting.
Yeah, ranked choice voting. Yeah, renewable energy, waste reduction, electrification, and other miscellaneous.
Or we need to assign anybody. Okay, and that's okay with me, Susan. Is that okay?
Does anybody want to comment on their preference now? Jeff, you've been doing solar. Do you want to stick with renewable energy?
I'm comfortable with that. I mean, that's kind of a job too. So probably adding more.
I mean,
value.
I may as well throw it out. So then you'll know who you're going. And I think I would like to do electrification.
I think I should do some outreach, especially with high school and everything. I think I'd be good at outreach.
Especially since these guys behind your back assigned you to that anyway. So.
Blame Gary.
I can be the
garbage
girl.
So that would make you and Beth, wait.
Which is, like, this is actually great because, like, because Beth will get you up to speed on all of this. So many different programs that we've been involved in.
I work
in.
On a lot of job.
I mean, you did say garbage, but really, hopefully that will be mostly compostable and recyclable with a very small amount of landfill,
non-garbage.
Which is the new word for garbage. And, you know, again, this is just a proposal, but Eric, if you sort of we're not assigned to a committee, you could be the other because you're the one who's interacting with the trustees and bringing
those. I guess we have seven now, so we could do that.
Right.
I'll continue to be involved in solar.
Yeah, but you would be more like.
I'm happy to be the catch-all.
You could be the catch-all, and you're the one, you know, keeping track of the
sure.
other stuff. And then, you know, maybe as our goal that, so we have two, that maybe we reach out and try to get at least two more people from our, you know, from residents at large or, you know, like it would be great if they could be coming from library and park district, whatever's most appropriate for, I don't know who generates the most compostable and recycling in the village. But
or who should be.
But, you know, just reaching out so that we have representation. And I think part of each subcommittee should be, you know, how can we, you know, I think outreach should not just be the general public, but how can we specifically target, you know, whoever we identify as, you know, being the major players in our area and bringing them into the conversation. What about Gary?
Wants to do potentially renewable.
You could do renewable.
Outreach.
You could do waste. No, we have two on waste.
We need another solar.
We can do another outreach.
Yeah, another outreach or another renewable.
Renewable outreach.
Yeah. See what his preferences are. And
yeah, there was something he wanted to do, but I can't remember what it was. We'll find out.
Yeah.
It is. That's
he has a tragedy in his family.
You get assigned things when you're not. Great job on this. Thank you. Beth, thank you. Gary, thank you. Listens to the tape. Awesome. Hey, all right, let's go to number five.
Polystyrene. So here's the draft ordinance. I did catch, so we had based this on the whereases on the single-use plastic ordinance. I did catch one where both Lance and I missed a reference to single-use foodware and not replace it with polystyrene foam. So I've already noted that one be updated. We inserted a few of the whereases from the resolution that was recently adopted and then the actual text of the ordinance language is essentially copied directly from Oak Park's most up-to-date polystyrene ordinance, but align it to the appropriate sections of our code.
So is it up to 61?
Yeah.
Because I mean, it's like blazing
in
here.
I have the feeling.
Probably doesn't. How we do it at work. Everybody has a fake one. Like they're in control. Okay, so so just a little bit of context on this for everybody and for new commissioners. This is something we've been interested in since Oak Park passed their polystyrene ordinance. We've been interested in doing this. We were interested in doing it before that. So we were asked by, and we were asked by the trustees to put something together. So we have, and it's based on really two things, right? The Oak Park ordinance and our single-use plastic ordinance.
Yes. So I will scroll to the bottom here. This is within the
page
the health section
here.
Referencing restaurants. 5-1 is the definition section. We propose adding definitions for disposable food service container and polystyrene foam.
But unlike the single use, this is a ban, right?
Yes. Sure. And so the single use in our ordinance code is 6-5-2Q. So this goes
just to get everybody up to speed. So we passed this about a year ago. It's single use plastic and it's not banning it. It's just geared towards takeout to eliminate the practice of automatically including single-use plastic. So it is available upon request.
How, it's an opt-in ordinance versus an opt-out. Yeah.
And the other thing we should clarify, because it was we sped by it, but does everybody know what non-home rule is?
You should mention that, because that that drives a lot of the ways we have to do things.
So yeah, I believe it's.
Do you have any questions? Non-home rule. Do you know what home rule is versus non-home rule?
I believe it's, is it communities in the state with a population, is it 25,000 or 25,000? I don't know the exact population, but
that we're on, that we're
over
well
a
under.
Certain population are automatically deemed home rule. So they have a bunch of additional powers not granted to most communities under state law.
Most important with, yeah.
Primarily being taxation power. So that's why Oak
right.
Park can do a plastic bag tax and River Forest mm-hmm. cannot. We are not a home rule community. Under the population threshold, the only way to become a home rule community is by a village-wide ordinance, which so village is somewhat limited in what we can do. I did confirm with when I is the village attorney. I did confirm the powers we have as a non-home rule community can ban polystyrene. And that is included, I believe, in these public health, safety, and welfare. There are, I believe it was 9 listed businesses who can. I sent out mail and email to each one. The address is in the email attached to their local business license. Offered them to provide public input. I included a survey to see if they were currently using polystyrene foam. As of this morning, I had one respondent. They said they had not, and that takeout accounts for roughly 50% of their business.
So I think your question was specifically, do we know who? And most don't. But we do know a few that do.
Yeah. So a lot of them are catering out of a ghost kitchen on Ashland.
7-Eleven. You wouldn't think of 7-Eleven, but they probably have 7-Eleven.
Yeah, so like
it's all those kinds, yeah. It's,
no. The food services at the universities, mm-hmm. the Starbucks inside Jewel has a separate one from the Jewel. The sushi place inside
Whole Foods
has a separate one from
yeah.
Whole Foods,
got
things
it.
Like that.
So it just adds up.
It doesn't mean 57 restaurants. But
so,
yeah.
So, right. And just philosophically, too, I think as just a reference point, too, like the reason like the single-use plastic was, not a ban is we also, like, our job as commissioners mm-hmm. is to obviously achieve our sustainability goals, but also mm-hmm. we're part of a business community here that we need to
notice there's a
yeah,
ghost kitchen at 349 Ashland that a lot of
food goes through.
Yeah.
Well, that's that sugar beet, and so it's do you know what that is?
Oh yeah,
that sugar beet
Well, actually, they just remained, I think, what are they now, the beet? They used to be sugar beet,
yeah,
but people were dropping off their kids at the grocery store and leaving. So I think they're called the beet now. But it's a
but they're on here like 20
it's
times.
A commercial kitchen that many many of these smaller food producers use.
I wonder why you surprised me.
Yeah, so it's like a community ghost kitchen where lots of nonprofit
I'm a ghost
organizations.
Kitchen. It's a community kitchen. It's
community
a,
kitchen where a lot of nonprofits use it.
Not just nonprofits, like caterers and small, I would say small business.
You're right. So yeah, it's just communication.
Yeah.
I'll stop there.
Does the ban apply to residents?
It's not a ban.
The styrofoam.
This would only be to businesses with this license.
Okay.
So this was mailed to each individual LLC to their mailing address, which for most of them was separate from that local business listed address, like a bigger chain licensing department, California or Colorado or wherever. So this would be to them if they're catering an event and recyclable or compostable.
Or tinfoil.
Or tinfoil, yes.
Very cheap.
Anything
very
but
cheap.
Paper, no. So that's where we are, right? So we have – what's the next steps with this? Do we need to
– yeah, this time was basically for you all to review this language, propose any sort of specific changes, whether it be to the whereas provisions of it, whether it be to – either of these definitions. There was one change to the single-use foodware ordinance where we just struck polystyrene foam from the final section, and then the actual language that would go into the ordinance. This, it has the phase in January 1, 2024, and then for businesses, 1,000 annual gross income.
But they just get another year, right?
They just get another year. Then it's January 1. Various exceptions. Packaged with polystyrene profits, and then
Not
sure.
State because it's banned at the state level. Do you want to take that out?
Yeah. So 3D.
So I don't know if everybody knows that, but there was an effort to put through a polystyrene ban at the state level, and all they were able to do in the initial step was to ban it from state agencies, excluding
state
universities, I believe.
Yeah, state agencies and vendors.
The hope is that that will be in the next session, and so all of this would just be enveloped into make it a lot easier to enforce.
The last couple of village board meetings, the resolutions initially supporting the bill that just passed, and then supporting current pending bill, which will be a number one reintroduced now.
At the last meeting, right?
Has the village committed to banning polystyrene?
Yes, that
was in the second I don't know what is that called, the second
resolution.
Thank you.
We'll have to check. I know just in conversations I've had internally with Matt that we need to make sure we're not
right.
Right.
I mean, if we're putting out all these resolutions and ordinances, it seems the least the village could do.
Yeah, I do know the disposable coffee cups upstairs are all compostable.
Is that true at Public Works?
I have not been
over
to the garage in a little bit, so yeah, I'll
check.
Okay, so from here it goes to, we don't have any changes to this. It goes to the trustees.
I will make these two changes, so the timeline I had, because we had also had this for public input. I will continue to receive any public input should it come in prior to the next meeting. I was anticipating this commission would vote on it at the August meeting. The Board of Trustees does not meet until August, so I would anticipate they would then. And then I just wanted to note paragraph four here. This is what Oak Park had adopted after the fact.
The enforcement piece.
Basically, written warning for the
is reasonable.
Yeah. Where is that?
No.
Catch. That was a copy and paste.
So this is pretty straightforward, guys. You know, the when we did single-use plastic was a little trickier because we had a lot of national, international companies that do business in River Forest that this was a little trickier for. We worked with them. We passed it. Oddly, on this, all of the chains that do business in River Forest, whether it's McDonald's or Boston Chicken or whatever they call it now, all that, they – like, not like McDonald's hasn't used polystyrene for 20 years.
Really?
You know, yeah, they went to paper like a long, long time ago. Yeah, it came in the little poly.
I never go there.
Yeah. So, you know, so like none of those, no one, very few use it. And like you asked real early on, like, do we know anyone that uses it? When I get a slice of pizza at right over here. You know, it comes in polystyrene little foam thing. So that's the only one I've ever seen in River Forest. There might be a couple, you know, might be another place or two that do it, but.
What about cups at 7-Eleven? Aren't those styrofoam?
That doesn't count, does it?
I believe it does count.
It does count.
And
7-Eleven was clearly mentioned here.
Yeah. So,
I don't know. I mean, it used to be back in the day, but I haven't gotten a soda at 7-Eleven since I was 12, probably.
I went earlier today because it was Slurpee.
Are they in foam or are they in?
No, it was like those not
pure
styrofoam,
crack.
It was just like the plastic cups.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like not the Solo cups, just like the
like the clear plastic.
No,
okay. So
like
according to 7,
I don't know how. Just like
according to 7-Eleven's website, they don't use any polystyrene. They use plant-based plastic. All these big companies are.
Yeah. This will be a really important support for the state because, you know, if we come out individually as villages and if there's enough of us that say we've already banned it, and, you know, one thing when we met with Don Harmon, he said what was the effect, and so, you know, if we're saying that people are adopting it, then clearly it's possible, it's, you know.
Yeah, we're kind of testing the water. We're toe dipping for them, so that's great. So does anybody have any other changes to this at this point? We still have another cycle, like Seth said, on this. So we're still going to get community feedback. It's still going to trickle in.
Yeah. Right now I have the sixth, whereas I will update the part where I missed updating it from single-use foodware to polystyrene foam foodware. And then the D striking state and correcting the typo.
There's no reason to strike state. I mean, just because it's moot, it's like, why not?
And we do have the provision 5, the conflict with state is more stringent or restrictive.
And then the typo.
Yes. At no nominal charge. Not need a motion on that this month. Vote on that next time, and I will analyze draft for everyone. Or I will not be here next month, but we will have a finalized draft. It'll either be other management analyst as well. He's also the deputy.
What's his name?
Luke Masala.
Luke? Oh, I know Luke.
Yeah. He'll either be filling in for me or we have a new. At some point, that said, he also sent here to cover for me last week of leave.
Can you give us your weeks of leave so we don't bug you?
It's starting next.
Like Monday?
So
yeah, Monday, next Monday through. I will be, my email, I'm going to be bringing. Occasionally checking in, so I will be able to track it and everything all queued up.
So if anyone hasn't read this yet, you have a full month to do so.
Yes.
So take a look. Any changes that Seth makes, he'll highlight for us. So and they're not going to be major changes. Just, I would think this is fairly settled at this point. We'll see. Yeah, awesome. All right. Thank you. Communications.
Here's where we're at. So this past or this coming Friday's weekly newsletter, I had sort of Frankenstein together a few things. Trustees had sent something regarding Plastic Free July, which I then added some links to those resources on how to reduce plastic, along with sending a reminder of the single-use plastic ordinance and referring people to the website for additional sustainability tips beyond just. Oh, yeah. So we have the weekly newsletters and the monthly newsletters that go out on behalf of the village. They go out via email and are posted on the village website. There is a sustainability section in every one of them. So the first ones across the board that go out the first Friday of every month are the monthly newsletters. Those are, we typically have a roughly 250-word, 300-word article on some sort of sustainability topic. And then for the weekly newsletters, we have a...
This is monthly.
That's the monthly one. Weekly newsletters, we have a smaller section, no more than 100 words. Also goes into the week. So, as I had started last year, the developing ways, so a lot of the newsletter content can be reused. The same things coming up over and over again, just finding a way to recycle what we've already written. But I, every month, will solicit ideas, input for the coming month's newsletters. So we will have, before I'm back, three weekly newsletters, and then the August month. Last year's savings was the monthly. We had weeklies on waste reduction, community solar, community garden. Her had left right before I had started last. How populated this is, yeah. Article for the monthly newsletter on the financial savings that come with adopting more sustainable practices, and then sent out a notice about the electronics recycling. It was after I had.
I can write for the monthly newsletter. I can write something on water if you'll send me. There was something written up about the water. Meter?
Yeah.
If you can send me that, because I want to incorporate that in. I'll say more general things, but then I want to say something about the. And I'll try to have that done by the end of the week, so you can pass that along.
Great, thank you. This is the school year started. Does anybody have any further ideas, input for your 100 word?
All, you know.
I think that might be
under
electrification.
There was a community. Yeah,
given nobody here mows their own.
So you need 721 and 728.
We talk about community solar if we haven't done anything on that
recently.
Oh, yeah,
I'm sure there is a community.
Yep,
or
we haven't done one.
Like SoulSmart or something like that?
Did a monthly or biking one. There was a longer biking one last year, so I can add into a.
You know, one thing I got from Inner Village or one of these things was a bike map from Oak Park, which has on it all of the roads that have bike paths. But then it also lists like alternate roads, which basically seem like they're just one off road. So like instead of going down Lake Street, you either choose street north or south. But it was just kind of nice to have it all in a map, and I thought maybe we could do that. Jeff likes bikes. Maybe we could do that for.
And I do know for some of those roads like Central, there is the sort of biking arrows and signage up for some of those routes I know through.
Do you think someone from the village could get that started by putting on the official ones, and then we could add to that and put on, you know, sort of, I mean, proposed is just whatever we come up with, but.
Yeah, because I think there is some biking plan. I'll talk to Jeff Loster tomorrow and see.
Yeah, that just seems like a little side project we could do without too much discussion. And if someone does want to take it on, I can make a copy of the one that I have for Oak Park. And I mean, some of it could just be you just keep going on the same road. I mean, if you're on that road in Oak Park, the east-west one's like, why not just, although I guess you do have to cross a major street, so.
I'm going to pencil that in for the 11th, just because that might.
I think there'd be room for a map?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can definitely include.
Okay.
I have not been very good about including images and things a lot of the time, but there is always space to include them. So.
I mean, it could be primarily a map. It just could be, these are the suggested routes with just, you know, this is what exists, this is what's proposed, and
Sounds great. Just one more. I'm just seeing what.
flag recycling.
Yeah.
Would you like to,
write
that up?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
100 words.
Yeah.
It's
nothing. But it's just a nice reminder.
It's a great reminder.
Like, we have a box.
I'm just going to pencil that in for the end of this month.
What are those things that I guarantee you most resonate?
Yeah, that's good. It's a great idea. 100 words tops does not even need.
I mean, I will say, like, I've only once because my, you know, but.
Oh, that's great. I don't think we've ever. You know, the yard sign recycling after elections and things like that. But I don't think we've ever mentioned that one before. So
we can have it to
yes.
for other
yep.
holidays.
That sounds great. And then I didn't know if we had any events add to the website. I do just continue to have the link to the Forest Preserve stuff. Every month they update the Repair Cafe date, and then solar power.
If you want to put me, do you have any openings for August? I'll write something up on the Repair Cafe because I've been working at that, and I've been shocked at all the things. That, like, you know, I came in and there's a jewelry person there. I was like, are you kidding me? She'll, like, rewire, she'll restring, and somebody brought a clock in. I said, oh, every clock I have is broken. So I think people see that, but they're not always thinking about all the things that could be included in there, so. What do you have me down for 8:18? The problem with that is I'm not here, but I suppose I can write it from. That's
I
okay.
will.
No, that's okay. I can
swip it.
I can write it from where I am. It's okay. But maybe it would be better. Yeah, can you switch it with 8:25 because the next one would be the beginning of September. But we just put it closer to when. Be September 2nd, so if it could be like on the 8th, yeah, that'd be perfect.
Right. And then I had put the Wild Ones Native Garden Tour, which I believe is occurring in Riverside and Berwyn this year, and then the upcoming solar event tomorrow, Park. Events again, if there are any local events, things to promote, I can always add these to the website at any time. We have looked into that, but nothing set as of right now. But yeah, we're something like that to come up.
And I just want to add something. I sat in on or listened in on a Forest Preserve sustainability talk, and I didn't really realize this. Maybe everybody here doesn't realize it, but shredded paper is not recyclable on its own. But if you have an event, then it can be recyclable. Right. It would just be sent to, because for a lot of these things, it's a separation, which is difficult. But if you have a large amount of it, then it can be recycled. So.
But, if you curbside it.
Oh, and it messes everything up because yeah. it interspaces with everything. Yep.
Why is that like long ago and then started just putting it with my compost, my yard waste, yeah. as opposed to the.
I don't know if Oak Park would appreciate it, but they do have a styrofoam gathering event coming up, but I think it's only intended for residents, so probably best we don't advertise that.
They dump a lot of yard signs here, so for the when we've had
they,
those,
they?
Oh yeah, there was like people clearing out their garages of all their old yard signs, like oh,
20 years of yard signs. Like
it was like not even just like the high school district, like Oak Park
because well, we're part of
specific,
high, yeah,
yeah,
we're part, of
but right. like Oak Park specific.
Their kids are 50, and it's like a Willard graduation thing.
McCarthy.
Okay, so. Anything else on communications? Because we're at time here.
Yeah.
We want to push the electric vehicle infrastructure network.
Yeah, I did not plan on that being a big discussion. Just wanted to get that all out to you guys.
It's in here, right?
We could punt that over to the electrification subcommittee.
Oh, yeah.
Which first order build business is going to be to raise the temperature in the village trustee room. I'm a meat locker.
Good
thing you're on the committee.
But yeah, feel free to read through that. The section making the recommendations for the various sites and how many at each site was the I found most helpful. That's what I had sort of included in on our grant applications. And
even talk about.
It's actually in the packet, isn't it?
I had sent it as a separate attachment in the email.
So in the
email,
yeah.
We didn't even talk about Gary's proposal for solar on every parking lot and roof. So
we'll
leave that for him to
yes.
Just a cliffhanger for next meeting.
Come talk to us on that one. Okay, next meeting is August 8th. I know you're not. Understudy. Perfect. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Can I have a
person Simon?
Yes.
Commissioner Charette?
Yes.
Curry?
Yes.
Commissioner Coppola?
Yes.
Commissioner Veazey?
Yes.
Is adjourned at 8:32.